All right, I just want to welcome everybody back to the Gamed Up Radio podcast. I know it's been a minute. There's no excuse. Really, there's no excuse, man. I should have been on the ball. I should have been doing this. I should have came out with more episodes, more content for you guys. But to be honest, you know, I'm a lazy motherfucker when it comes down to it, you know. I got so many things going on, man. Sometimes, you know, I just can't get to everything. But, yeah, man, so today, you know, I really want to get back into the swing of things. I know we used to do reviews on here about new albums, and we used to talk sports, and we talked about everything, really. But, yeah, today, man, let's talk about the whole Tekashi situation. I mean, really, it's unfortunate what the kid's going through. He thought he was about a certain lifestyle. Turns out he's not. And, you know, now he's going to have to deal with the consequences. I'm a big fan of his music. I really am. The Dummy Boy album's out now. You know, I really like a lot of the songs on there. The song that he has with Tory Lanez, man, was called Kika or something like that, man. That Jackie Chan hook. I mean, that shit goes hard. I can hear that shit ringing off in the club right now, man. That song Mama with Nicki Minaj and Kanye West, that one's dope. I know he's taking a little heat for that one. Looks like he's playing sides, and you know he chose the whole Nicki Minaj way to go and took a little jab at Fashion Nova. But yeah, man. I mean, the kid is full of controversy, man. But you know what? He's entertaining. Makes really great music. He works with great producers, man. Murda Beats is on there. I mean, obviously he's working with Kanye West. Was that song Conga on there? That has a big Kanye influence on there. The instrumental is fucking crazy on that one. Scott Storch. He has Scott Storch on there a couple times. And yeah, man. So, I mean, obviously his label's really backing him. And he's really making the sounds that he wants. But, you know, I mean, similar to the Mike Rappaport podcast, I don't do much fact checking either. So if I miss a few things on here, man, feel free to hit me up and let me know. But when looking into his case and everything for Tekashi, it looks like he got hit with racketeering. That's unbelievable. I mean, you don't really hear about that too often. Was it Bobby Shmurda? I don't even know what Bobby Shmurda got hit with, but I don't even think he was looking at what Tekashi's looking at. Tekashi's looking at, what, 32 to life or something like that? Like I said, it's unfortunate, but, you know, you get involved with a certain group, and you got to pay the consequences, man. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it goes. You want to act like a gangster, pretty soon you're going to get the repercussions, man. I mean, people go through this shit all the time. I've seen it in my neighborhoods. I've seen it on TV. I've seen it everywhere, man. You always hear about it. Some people want to fake it, and, you know, they're going to pull your card sooner or later. Yeah, so let's get into this album more. I give it 3 out of 5. 3 out of 5, yeah. That's a solid review right there. 3 out of 5. First few songs, what was it? I don't have that album in front of me, but the first song I believe was Stupid, and then that other joint with what's her name? With Nicki Minaj on there. I mean, Fifi. We've already heard those. I was really looking forward to that Tory Lanez one. The feature with A Boogie, that one goes hard. I fuck with that one. That one's gonna ring off in the clubs. I think the Tory Lanez one and that one with A Boogie's gonna make some noise out here. This is definitely my style, like my type of beats that I would rap on, something like that. You know, I mean, it's just a vibe. I fuck with it. But yeah, you know, I thought the album was pretty solid. The two songs that he did in Spanish, fucking fire, bruh. Like, those two right there, same artist on each one. I don't even know the guy's name. I think it's like Anuel or something like that. Like, those two songs right there are dope. But yeah, you know, I fuck with the album, man. And you know, I hope the kid gets his court date. I think they was talking about he has to wait till September of next year, which is fucking insane, especially if he doesn't get bail. I know some new reports came out where they said he has an informant in his camp, but then there's other conflicting reports that came out where I guess the Trey Nine Bloods were talking about he's not really a gangster, we're gonna violate him, we're gonna super violate him and all that bullshit. So I mean, maybe maybe he was just rolling with the wrong crowd, but we'll see, man. I mean, hopefully his legal team could really get him out of this situation, because I think he's an entertaining kid, man. I would love to see him in more Breakfast Club interviews and all that shit, talking his shit. Cause his two interviews with Charlamagne and them, those were fucking entertaining, man. Fucking it. Like the latest one he did, that shit had me dying. So the kid is definitely an entertainer. Makes great music, and you know, I really hope the best for him. And yeah, man, so this is just another quick review. I'm really gonna try and be more active on this Anchor app. I appreciate everybody that has been listening. I'm so clueless to this shit, like I don't even pay attention, and I just recently seen that this podcast has hit like Spotify and Apple Music and everything. So you know, I really appreciate everybody that's fucking with it. You know what, if I'm not on the ball with this shit, if I'm slacking, I'm lagging on posting and shit, feel free to hit me up on Instagram, Facebook, all that shit, man. Just fucking tell me, like, hey, get off your fucking lazy ass, man. Let's make some fucking content. Let's do this shit and let's talk about it. I really want to get some more guests on this. You know, I mean, it's kind of boring just me talking by myself, but I'm going to reach out to a few of my friends and we'll go from there, man. I mean, I would love to just sit down in a session, you know, and just bullshit about anything. But yeah, man, so keep rocking with me. It's the Gamed Up Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Rob Anthony, and you know, I just want to let y'all know I really appreciate y'all, and I'll definitely be back with some more content for you. Thank you. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.